This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
Electric power was finally restored to most customers in eastern Kentucky last Tuesday after a series of ice storms, winter storms, and flooding hit the entire state in late February. Kentucky Association of Electric Cooperative spokesman Joe Arnold says there were a significant number of outages.
At the height of the ice storm, and I say ice storm, but the ice storms, plural, and then the snow that came on that third wave after that, there were, at the height, more than 100,000 conservatively electric cooperative consumer members who are without power. And frankly, that complete power restoration wasn't really completed until Tuesday night.
Arnold says the outages were made worse by the flooding that occurred in late February.
And obviously, you have, a very dangerous situation. Obviously, water and electricity don't mix. We've had power poles literally ripped down by floating debris. Cars or campers and things have taken down some power poles in certain areas. I'm not saying it's good news, but the power outages in the co-op areas are a few thousand.
He adds serving rural electric cooperative customers in eastern Kentucky is a challenge.
Even on a good day, it is difficult to serve some of the hollers, valleys, mountains, creeks, that are especially, it's the beauty of eastern Kentucky. Eastern Kentucky, the mountains are just magical, but they are very, very difficult to serve.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
Are you stuck inside but still looking for bargains on new and secondhand goods? Try HiBid.com, the online auction site for just about anything. HiBid.com offers a safe and easy way to find hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. From rare coins to fine jewelry, tools to vintage toys, and classic cars to real estate, HiBid.com has it all. HiBid.com makes it easy to find what you're looking for, and the site is simple to use. Come to HiBid.com, that's HIBID.com, and start discovering great deals today.
You're listening to Travel in the Bluegrass with Alan Watts.
Joe Arnold with Kentucky Association of Electric Cooperatives says even getting to electric lines can be difficult sometimes.
In the northeastern portion of the state, in the Grayson RECC territory, I was talking to the CEO there, and he was explaining to me that only about half of the electric infrastructure in that electric cooperative territory is accessible by road. You're talking about ATVs, hiking, other kinds of machinery.
He adds restoring power was almost a rebuild of many power lines.
If you're not only putting up a new line or, sticking it back up, but you're also maybe replacing a pole, that's an entire construction project.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to the podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.